I'm Kathleen Pearl. This is titled Camel Tracks. It has been composed by another man. It's called Discovering the Camel's Secret. It is for my Muslim friends. This has been put together by some Pakistani Muslims. They are called Pakha Muslim. Pakha Muslims. Al Imran 3:42-55. As I was reading the Quran in my mother tongue, I came upon a passage that flooded my heart with hope. You too can experience this same hope after you seize the truth of Surah Al Imran 3:42-55. It hurts my heart to know that not everyone has eyes to see this truth. I pray that Allah will open your eyes to recognize truth. Read Surah Al-Mahadah 5:83. And when they listen to what has been sent down to the messenger, you see their eyes overflowing with tears because of the truth they have recognized. They say, "Our Lord, we believe, so write us down among the witnesses." Who are they in this ayat? Who are the people that are able to recognize Allah's truth? We will find the answer in Surah Al-Imran. I have read Surah Al-Imran 3:42-55 more than 100 times. Each time I feel the same joy that I received the first time I discovered the truth in this passage. The discovery I made is nothing new. Many people in history have made the same discovery because their eyes were also open to the truth. Each day, hundreds of our Muslim brothers' eyes are being opened by Allah as they read Surah Al-Imran 3:42-55. Those who understand this truth call themselves Pakha, or complete Muslims. Allah is confirming the truth of Al-Imran 3:42-55 by speaking to many Muslims through dreams. A recent worldwide survey was conducted of 600 Pakha Muslims. Out of 600, 150 said that they had become Pakha Muslims through a dream where a messenger of Allah appeared to them and confirmed the truth of Surah Al-Imran 3:42-55. Some Pakha Muslims have had dreams where they saw and heard the Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, confirm the truth that is presented in this booklet. In one of the holy kitabs, an ayat says, "You shall know the truth, and the truth shall set you free." Do you want to know the truth and be set free? Please take a time to open your Quran and read for yourself. Ayat by ayat, this wonderful passage, I have provided you with my explanation of each ayat. I pray that your eyes will be open and you will understand this truth and join the Pakha Muslim movement. Explanation 3:42. And remember when the angel said, "O Miriam, verily Allah has chosen you and made you pure and has preferred you above the women of the creation." 3:42. O Miriam, be obedient to your Lord and bow with those who bow in worship. Before the Injil Sharif was written, there was a period of 400 years in which the people of the scripture did not have a prophet to speak to them. Allah's people had reached the bottom of the pit of despair and hopelessness. It was at this dark moment in the history of the world, Allah did something very unusual. He spoke through the angel Jibril to a young virgin woman named Miriam. The angel told her that Allah chose her for a special assignment, but first Miriam was to reaffirm her calling as a true Muslim. She was told to totally submit herself in obedience to Allah. 3:42. This is of the tidings of things hidden. We reveal it unto you. You were not present with them when they threw their pens to know which of them should be guardian of Miriam, nor were you present with them when they quarreled thereupon. The Quran lets us look into the activities that took place in heaven among the angels. It appears that all of the angels wanted to be given the assignment to be the guardian angel in charge over Miriam. To settle this issue, the angels cast lots to see who would be given the assignment. In no other place in the Quran do we read of this much excitement taking place in heaven. Allah was about to do something very special for all the people of the world, something that has never been done before or since. 3:45. And remember, when the angel said, O Miriam, verily Allah gives you the glad tidings of a word from him whose name is Isa Masih, Yeshua the Messiah, or Jesus the Messiah, the son of Miriam, held in honor in this world and in the hereafter, and one of those brought near to Allah. Ayat 45 is the announcement to Miriam that she has been chosen to give birth to the prophet Isa. Muslims around the world have two names for Isa. We call him Isa Kalimatullah, Word of Allah, and Isa Ruhullah, Spirit of Allah. Why do we call Isa by these two names? The answers are in Surah Al-Imran 3:45 and Surah Anbiya 21:91. Allah said that he would put his word into Miriam. What or who is Allah's word? To better understand this, read Surah Anbiya 21:91. And she, Miriam, guarded her chastity. Therefore we breathed into her of our spirit and made her and her son a sign for all people. Why do we refer to Isa as Isa Kalimatullah and Isa Ruhullah? The Quran makes it clear. Isa is the word Kalim and spirit Ruh of Allah. No other person or prophet carries these titles. Allah's word and spirit that was placed inside Miriam became flesh in the form of a baby. He told Miriam to name the baby Isa Masih. Masih means the anointed or promised one. 758 years before the birth of Isa, the prophet Isaiah wrote, "A virgin will conceive, and his name will be called Emmanuel." Isaiah 7:14. Emmanuel is a Hebrew word meaning Allah with us. Isa would be honored by all people in this world and forever in heaven, and he would be one of those nearest to Allah himself. The Quran paints a picture of Isa for us. He is Allah's Kalim, Ruh, promised anointed one, and a sign for all the nations. Anbiya 21:91. When we want to go somewhere that we have never gone before, we look for a sign to guide us. Where will we go if we follow Isa? 3:46. He will speak to the people in the cradle and in manhood, and he will be one of the righteous. Esau's birth was to be a message to the entire world, and he was to be one of the righteous. How righteous was Esau? Allah told Miriam in Surah Maryam 19:19 that Esau would be a faultless son. The Injil Sharif teaches us that Esau never killed anyone. He did not have a love for money. He never married. He spoke out against corruption among the religious leaders. He prayed every day. He fasted for 40 days and nights in which he did not eat anything at all. And he taught us to love our enemies. If Esau ever committed a sin, then he would have ceased to be Allah's Kalimatullah or Ruhullah. And he could not have gone to heaven to be with Allah. Through Isa, Allah showed the world how Pakha Muslims should live their lives. This would be a wonderful world if we all lived our lives like Isa. 3:47. She said, O my Lord, how shall I have a son when no man has touched me? He said, so it will be, for Allah creates what he wills. When he has decreed something, he says to it only, be, and it is. Miriam was shocked at the news that Allah gave her. She said to Allah, how can I have a baby when I'm not married and no man has ever touched me? Allah was very patient with Miriam. He answered her, I am Allah. It is easy for me to do what I wish. Knowing that Allah does nothing by accident, all that Allah does is according to his perfect plan. Why would Allah have Esau born without a father? Has there ever been another prophet born without a father? What does this event mean to all Muslims? To answer these questions, we must look closely at the life of Adam. In Imran 3:59, the Quran says that Esau is like Adam. They were similar because each of these prophets did not have a father. Before Adam disobeyed Allah, he walked with Allah in the garden, heaven. Adam could live in Allah's presence forever and talk to Allah because he did not have any sin, just like Esau. Adam at first was righteous and holy because he was created from Allah's Ruhullah. Once Adam committed disobedience to Allah, Adam became unholy and could no longer live together with Allah in the garden, heaven. Read in the Quran 20, verse 121, "Then they," Adam and his wife, "both ate of it, so their shame became apparent unto them, and they began to hide by heaping on themselves some of the leaves of the garden. And Adam disobeyed his Lord, and his nature became evil." Most certainly all of us are children of Adam except one. His name is Esau Messiah. Apple trees produce only apples. Can an apple tree produce oranges? All humans born in Adam's family inherit Adam's nature. The curse of sin in Adam is being passed down among his descendants. Esau is the only man who never sinned. He did not sin because he was not born in the bloodline of Adam. He did not inherit Adam's sin nature. A friend asked me one day, "Why did Esau not inherit Adam's evil nature through his mother Miriam?" I answered his question in two parts. First, in the Torah Sharif, the prophet Musa wrote that the nature of sin is passed only through the bloodline of the father. Secondly, doctors tell us that when a baby is inside its mother, the two never share their blood. If the mother and baby's blood ever mixed, both could die. It is also known that a mother may not have the same blood type as her baby. Allah creates the baby's blood from the man's seed. Now do you understand why I love to read the Quran? The discovery that Esau is the word and spirit of Allah, that he was the anointed promised one, and that he was sinless has enlightened me. But wait, there is more. 3:48. And he, Allah, will teach him the scripture and wisdom and the Torah and the Injil, gospel. Allah taught Esau the holy kitabs. Pakka Muslims read and understand all the kitabs. Allah instructed Muhammad, peace be upon him, that if he had a question about any message from heaven, that he should look for the answer among those who read the before kitabs. Surah Yunus 10:94 says, "And if thou, Muhammad, art in doubt concerning that which we reveal unto thee, then question those who read the scripture that was before thee. Verily the truth from thy Lord hath come unto thee, so be not thou of the waverers." I have found the Book of Wisdom, Misal, the Torah, and the Injil Kitabs. These Kitabs have been translated directly from the original languages and are trustworthy. A friend of mine said that reading the before Kitabs made him feel like a complete Muslim. A cow with only one leg cannot stand, but when he stands on all four legs, he is a strong. A Pakka Muslim reads all the Kitabs. Surah 4:136. O ye who believe, believe in Allah and his messenger and the scripture which he hath revealed unto his messenger and the scripture which he revealed aforetime. Whoso disbelieveth in Allah and his angels and his scriptures and his messengers and the last day, he verily hath wandered far astray. Have the before kitabs been changed? The Quran says no. Is Allah not powerful enough to protect his message? Read in the Quran, Surah Al-An'am 6:115-116. Those unto whom we gave the scriptures aforetime, Know that it is revealed from thy Lord in truth. So be not thou, O Muhammad, of the waverers. Perfected is the word of the Lord in truth and justice. There is no one that can change his words. He is the hearer, the knower. The next time someone tells you that the kitabs have been changed, ask them, do you have proof that the kitabs have been changed? Their answer is always the same. No, I do not have proof. I only heard that they have been changed. This argument would not stand up in any courtroom. 349. And will make him, Esau, a messenger to the children of Israel, saying, lo, I come to you with a sign from your Lord. Lo, I fashion for you out of clay the likeness of a bird, and breathe into it, and it is a bird by Allah's leave. And I heal him who is born blind, and the leper, and I raise the dead by Allah's leave. And I announce to you what you eat and what you store up in your houses. Lo, herein is a sign for you, if you are to be believers. When I first read the story of Esau making a live bird out of clay, I thought back to the story of when Allah made Adam. According to this story, Allah gave to Esau the power to create life with the power of Allah. Esau also healed lepers, the blind, the crippled, and he even raised the dead to life. After reading this ayat, once again my soul was flooded with hope. Esau was given the keys and power of life and death. Power over death. This is amazing. Before I had thought that death was my greatest enemy in the world. But now I realize from the Quran that Esau was given power over death. The world has been waiting for a prophet that can conquer our greatest and final enemy, death. If Esau was given the power of life and death, what can he do for us? 350. And I have come confirming that which was before me of the Torah, and to make lawful some of that which was forbidden unto you. I come unto you with a sign from your Lord, so keep your duty to Allah and obey me. Esau said that his lie verified or confirmed what the prophets had spoken about him in the before kitabs. The old prophet spoke much about Isa Masih. When I read the before kitabs, they have been translated from the original languages, I found over 300 prophecies foretelling about Isa. Isa told us that our duty to Allah is to obey him, Isa. To show your highest respect to Allah, you must obey Isa. The only command of Esau that we find in the Quran is here in 350. The command is clear, obey me, Esau, that is. Later you will see an amazing promise of a blessing given to those who obey Esau. Where do we find the commands of Esau? They are found in the Injil. How can you do your duty to Allah and obey Esau unless you know what he has commanded you to do? You must find out what the Injil says so that you can know how to obey Esau. The same Injil that Muhammad, peace be upon him, uses is available today. When you find an Injil, be sure to check to see if it was translated from the original language written from the manuscripts from the first century. 351. Truly, Allah is my Lord and your Lord. To worship him, this is the straight path. A road or path always leads us to something or someone. The straight path, tariqa, mentioned in this ayat is the road that leads us to Allah. It is a straight and direct road to Allah. There are no bypasses or turns. It is a direct path, which means that it does not stop short of its intended goal, which is heaven. So who can travel on this path to Allah? Have you ever heard someone say, if I do enough good works, Allah will let me go to be with him in heaven after I die? The one who says this is blind and insults the holiness of Allah. No matter how many good works you do, you can never remove your sin. Allah is 100% holy, and no sin can come into his presence. Remember that Adam was removed from the presence of Allah because of his one sin. 99 99.9% holy people cannot go to heaven. In fact, there's no such thing as 99.9% holiness. Holiness is always 100%. Only people who have their sins removed from them can go to be with Allah. This is sad news for us because we have all sinned. Our only hope is that Allah will create a way for us to be totally cleansed of our sin and our sinful nature. 3:52. But when Esau came to know of their disbelief, he said, "Who will be my helpers in the cause of Allah?" The disciples said, "We will be Allah's helpers. We believe in Allah and bear witness that we are Muslims." That is, we submit to Allah. 3:53. Our Lord, we believe in that which you have sent down, and we follow him that you have sent, Esau. Enroll us among those who witness to the truth. In order to get all of the people of the world to worship Allah alone, Esau asked for some helpers. A small group of men came forward saying that they are Muslims and that they will help Esau. They said that they believe in Allah's message and the messenger, Esau, that he sent down. Followers of Esau are Muslims. 3:54. And they, disbelievers, schemed to kill Esau. And Allah schemed too. And Allah is the best of the schemers. Satan hates truth and will do everything he can to make sure that people do not hear it. How long have you been reading the Quran and yet you've never understood Surah Al-Imran 3:42-55? Satan does not mind if you can read the Quran, but he does have a great concern if you understand the Quran. Allah will not allow Satan to win. He has a plan to give truth to all the people in the world. There were two plans for the death of Esau. The fundamentalist Jews had a plan to kill. Esau and Allah had a plan for the death of Esau. Does the Quran ever say that Esau did not die? No. Surah, the woman, 4:157, says that the Jews said that they did not kill or crucify him. Note that the ayat does not say Esau did not die. Also note that the Jews were not allowed to put anyone to death. Only the Romans could do this. If you think that the Quran says that Esau did not die, read the next ayat, 3:55. And remember, when Allah said, "O Esau," Jesus, Yeshua, "I will take you and raise you to myself and clear you of those who disbelieve. And I will make those who follow you superior to those who disbelieve till the day of the resurrection. Then you will return to me and I will judge between you and the matters which you need to dispute." Ask your imam to read in Arabic, Ayat 55. Listen carefully as he reads. You will hear him say the Arabic word mutawafika. The root of this word is tawafa. This word means to die or to cause one to die. The word tawafa is used 26 times in the Quran. 24 times it is translated to die or to cause to die. Twice it is translated to sleep. Never is it translated to take. Translators must be careful to accurately translate the Quran into other languages. Therefore, Ayat 55 should be correctly translated to say, "And when Allah said, 'O Esau, I will cause you to die and then raise you to myself,'" Surah Maryam 19:33, Esau says about himself, "Blessed was the day I was born, blessed was the day I died, and blessed was the day I was resurrected." Resurrected means raised from the dead. This was Allah's perfect plan, but why would Allah have Esau killed? I will answer this later. Where is Esau at this time? Ayat 55 proclaims that Esau was raised up to Allah himself. Remember that Allah is 100% holy. If someone is brought directly to Allah, they must be 100% holy as well. No evil or sinful person can come into the presence of Allah. The summary of Esau's life is as follows. He was born without inheriting Adam's evil nature. He lived a holy and sinless life. Allah gave him power over life and death. Esau traveled the straight path, Tariqa, to Allah. Esau is now with Allah. This is the truth that comes directly to us from the Quran. Pakka Muslims understand this truth. In the Injil Sharif, Esau made a bold statement about himself. He said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. Yohanan 14:6. Surah Al-Imran 3:42-55 confirms the Injil Sharif. Esau knows the way to Allah because he has traveled the straight path, Tariqa, to Allah. Esau is the truth because he is the word of Allah. Allah's word is always true. Esau is the life because he was given power over death. The straight path, Tariqa, to heaven. Blind people need help in traveling. Until I read Surah Al-Imran 3:42-55, I felt that I was a spiritually blind person. My evil and sinful nature prevented me from seeing the straight path, Tariqa, to heaven. I needed someone to help me. I needed someone who knows the way. Another blind person is of no use to me. It must be someone who has traveled the straight path, Tariqa, before and whose home is in heaven. Can Esau help us get to heaven? I believe Surah Al-Imran 3:42-55 is a special message from Allah. This wonderful message tells about a prophet that came from heaven, lived as a man, and then went back to home in heaven. Yes, I believe Esau can help us. At the beginning of this booklet, I presented to you an ayat from the Quran, and then I asked you a question. It is now time to answer that question. Surah Al-Ma'idah 5:83. And when they listen to what has been sent down to the messenger, you see their eyes overflowing with tears because of the truth they have recognized. They say, Our Lord, we believe, so write us down among the witnesses. I ask the question, who is they in this ayat? The answer is the followers of Esau who are called Pakka or complete Muslims. How can you follow Esau to heaven? Allah loves you and wants you to join him in heaven after you die. But to go to heaven, your sins must be totally removed from you. To fix this problem, Allah developed a way that we could be totally forgiven and the curse of sin removed from us. Starting with Adam, man could be forgiven of his sins if he followed the sacrifice system called Korbani. With his sins forgiven and removed, he could join Allah in heaven directly after death. The Korbani is a picture of the punishment that we deserve for our sins. Think of a courtroom where you stand before the judge. The judge is fair and just. Because of your sins, the judge sentences you to be killed. Even though you are guilty, Allah allows another person, one who is innocent, to receive your punishment. For Allah to throw away your punishment would mean that He is not a just judge. Every crime must be paid for. This is justice. You deserve to die for the guilt of sin. Think about the practice of Qurbani. First, we are to find a pure animal. A sick or low-quality animal cannot be used for the sacrifice. Immediately before the sacrifice, we are to pray to Allah, saying, Allah, I am guilty of committing sin against you. I deserve to have my blood poured out of me until I die. So Allah, please have mercy on me, and instead of taking my blood, take the blood of this innocent animal. From the time of Adam until the time of Esau, Qurbani was practiced. Allah did not always require the blood of animals to be used for the Qurbani. Ibrahim was told to do the Qurbani with his promised son. At the last moment, Allah stopped Ibrahim from sacrificing his son. Allah was only testing Ibrahim's love and devotion to him. Pakha Muslims have the clearest understanding of Qurbani because they have all read all four kitabs. They know that the Muslim followers of Esau stopped practicing the Qurbani. Why? Pakha Muslims know that the Qurbani was only a shadow of the ultimate Qurbani that Allah would do for all the people of the world, past, present, and future. For Allah to do Qurbani for all of mankind shows us how much He loves us and gives us confidence that we can be totally cleared of the curse of sin. But what would Allah use for His Qurbani for all people of the world? The Quran says that the birth of Esau would be a sign for the world. In order for Allah to do Qurbani for all mankind, He needed the most pure, holy, and powerful sacrifice available. We have seen from the Quran that the purest, holiest, and most powerful blood in the world was that of Esau. Allah performed Qurbani using the blood of innocent Esau. What Allah did not allow Abraham to do to his promised son, Allah did with Esau. This was an act of love unlike any act we have ever seen, the innocent giving his blood for the guilty. Esau took the punishment that we deserve. Now you know why Pakha Muslims are such grateful people. They understand that Allah did not give us what we deserve. The Injil says in Yohanan 15:13, greater love has no one than this, that he laid down his life for his friends. Today you can become a Pakha Muslim. All you have to do is to believe that Allah did Qurbani for you, and he used the blood of Esau instead of your blood. Stop now. Hold your hands up before you and humbly tell Allah that you received His Qurbani and thank Him for placing the punishment of your guilt upon Esau in this way. Allah will forgive you of your sins and remove the curse of sin. And when you're cleansed of your sins, then you can go to be with Allah after you die. You can now live your life in peace, knowing that after death, you can go directly to be with Allah. This is for my Muslim friends. It's called Camel Tracks, Discover the Camel Secret. It is written by Kevin Greeson. It was used and actually originated in Bangladesh, Pakistan. Be very blessed. And Father, in the name of Esau, we thank you and praise you. Let many come to hear of this wonderful good news and bless them with your Ruha Kodesh. Goodbye. Thank you for listening. This has been produced by Kathleen Pearl, www.kdpearlministries.org. You are free to copy this and share it with others. Please give it in the context of which it was taught. Thank you. Goodbye.